From Dan Campbell's Winter Home Studio B on January 11th. This is View from the Bleachers. I'm Eric.
I'm Aaron.
Hey, buddy. Welcome to playoff week. Yeah, man. Catch any good sports this week?
Did I?
Yeah.
No, I've been busy. I haven't even watched hardly any TV.
You haven't missed much.
I've been listening to talk radio. That's about it. Every morning, so.
Well, Packers lost.
Yeah.
Yeah, caught that. Caught part of that on Sunday night.
You know how satisfying that was?
I bet. Actually, yes. Yes, I do know exactly how satisfying.
Especially after the week before, how much the Vikings just blew it.
Yes.
And Jair Alexander just doing that rant. And, oh, yeah. Where are we at now?
One team is in the playoffs, and one team is home for this season. 20-16. Packers did not look good.
No.
They did not look bad, but they did not look good. Aaron Rodgers, a paltry 17 of 27, 200 yards, one pick, one touchdown. Aaron Jones did very little, 50 yards and a fumble. They didn't run the ball. A.J. Dillon wasn't good. Christian Watson was very good. And one of their players got ejected for trying to fight a trainer. So yeah. Quay Walker was kicked out of his second game of the
year again
for shoving a trainer of all people.
Yep, yeah. That's great. That's classy.
Yeah. Oh, the not classy.
I was being sarcastic.
Lions had the ball for the last three and a half minutes after Aaron Rodgers threw an interception, or it was Brett Favre. We're not really sure. It looked really similar to things
I've
seen.
Well, it was exactly the same. Yeah. It was. Both Favre's last play with Green Bay and Aaron's, this one, was 2 for 6 for 12 yards and an interception. Mm. Exactly the same.
That feels satisfying.
Isn't that weird?
That is a little strange.
But yeah.
So that was the end of the season. Real quickly, it came and went.
All right, so we start that talk. We've been pushing it off.
Yeah.
Because we wanted to wait until the regular season was done and where everybody landed, and
officially, the Packers season has ended.
I'll be on a quick note. I was watching the game, watching the game.
Sure.
We were in bed already because it was like 20 after 10.
Oof. Yeah.
And I started laughing hysterically out loud. She was kind of starting to sleep, and then she woke up and went, "What's so funny?" I go, "The Packers lost."
Yep.
You know. So. That's the only way I can.
It's an underwhelming loss, underwhelming season, and it ended with them without Aaron Rodgers having the ball in his hand. So that fit. That's kind of how the whole season.
Kudos to Detroit. They had nothing to play for.
Yeah, except to beat the Packers. When the couch came out, and you're right, Dan Campbell's awesome.
Yeah, I know.
They listening to him talk during the game, before the game, you know, like, he sounds like a guy who you'd like to play for him.
Yeah.
And he told his players, "We aren't in the playoffs. Let's just ruin this other team's season."
Yeah, he said that out loud for everybody to quote him.
And the players did it.
Yeah.
Jamal Williams ran all over the Packers. Former Packer, you know, destroyed his team. Yeah, Detroit had nothing to play for, but they definitely had more to play for than the Packers, apparently.
Yeah, well, I mean, and obviously everybody knows I'm a Vikings fan. My second team probably is Detroit at this point.
Sure.
Because, I mean, he's doing everything he needs to do.
Well, I can't like the Bears, and I can't like the Vikings. So that leaves me with having to like the Lions as a Packers fan. And I'm not a diehard Packers fan, so it didn't break my heart that the Packers aren't in the playoffs. Not at all.
You should have seen Twitter.
Oh, sad. Oh. The emotions of Twitter are
well. I follow mostly Minnesota Vikings related.
Sure.
So they had, I'm not even going to go into some of the stuff. It was just hilarious. But, thank you cards were going from Seattle to the Green Bay or to Detroit saying thank you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a big thing. I mean, it's I think it's a huge thing to have the Packers not in the playoffs. What, fourth time?
It's really, really, really rare.
Yeah.
Which should signal to the Packers, GMs, front offices, and such that maybe it's time we start this over.
Yeah, but we're going to talk about this big debate with Rodgers. What's he going to do?
Oh, is there a big debate with Aaron Rodgers? Has he been in the
news? Well, it's the hot take. How about hot takes?
When I do, for the purposes of this show, spend a couple of days listening to nothing but sports talk radio, to the chagrin of the others in my home. But, yeah, you will hear gratuitous overreactions because they have 8 hours a day, 5 days a week to fill. If we were on every day, we would probably spend, 30 minutes just talking about will Aaron Rodgers retire and why.
Or traded, or staying.
Or who should be fired or who should be replaced. The overreactions were great. I was listening.
Yes.
The biggest one was Aaron Rodgers is going to retire.
I'll tell you what. I'll bet $50 million that he doesn't.
I think he would take that bet. Yeah. I don't think he's going to retire. I don't think he's. And that's where the overreactions come from, right? Is can you trade him? Maybe.
The right team.
And who and what? That's where the.
He's not going to go to a team that didn't make the playoffs.
And what makes it an overreaction is none of this has to be decided until well after the actual season is over. I believe there's dates in the NFL, like May 1st is when a lot of these roster bonuses and guarantees come into contract. So should he retire immediately? Probably not.
No, because he likes the attention.
I mean, there's quarterbacks who've were considering retiring when the season was starting.
Yeah.
I think Aaron Rodgers has earned as much time as he could want. Packer fans don't so much aren't interested, but
if he takes a sweet time like he has the last two off seasons, man, what the Packers they're stuck.
It has stuck.
They can't do anything. It seems like it has stuck
the front office having to draft players, having to trade and sign players to keep a quarterback. Feels like it's an overreaction now, but a couple months from now starts to play itself out after a draft. Maybe there's a team that actually wants Aaron Rodgers. Maybe that team is Green Bay, but maybe it's somebody else, and we can talk.
Jets.
You see, we could talk for 30 minutes just on which teams are
the best fit for
an Aaron Rodgers trade, and boy, is that not interesting.
His ego could handle New York, too, for a couple of years.
Oh, sure. I mean, Favre did okay. He flashed a few games here and there.
1 year, then he went to Minnesota. I don't see that happening.
Other overreaction that I heard was, of course, Matt LaFleur should be fired. I heard, right, yeah,
no.
It seems silly. 13-3, 8-9. Doesn't feel like you can fire that coach. He seemed to know exactly what he was doing for 3 years in a row. I don't think he fell off a cliff. I think some of the players
stopped listening. It was all Rodgers.
You think so?
Well,
for good and for bad?
Yes.
Makes sense. He was an MVP for he was the best quarterback in the league, and your team is 13-3.
Well, they all thought, because when they got rid of Davante Adams, they thought, well, Aaron will make up for it. He'll get all these other rookie receivers and take care of them and do it right. Well, he wasn't really at a camp.
It took about three quarters of the season before it looked like.
Then all of a sudden they look good, but it's a lot of him. He controls what goes on with that organization, whether or not you want to admit it or not, whether it's money, whether it's control of who comes, who goes, for the most part,
He is why you trade Davante Adams. He is why you draft Christian Watson. He is why you drafted Jordan Love. Those are all connected pretty closely to Aaron Rodgers.
As soon as you drafted Jordan Love, that's when stuff started happening with him.
So the Matt LaFleur is fired is off the table. He's
a great coach. He's really good.
There's got to be about 20 teams in the NFL that would hire him over their current coach. He seems like he's top end. On his staff, though, is defensive coordinator Joe Barry, who should be fired.
I would say.
You spend 2 years, and this year, as soon as players start to not do as well, I think it's a good scapegoat. I think you can fire a defensive coordinator.
It would ease the minds of all the Packer fans.
Packer fans, maybe the players
It's like my Vikings. Yeah. Fire Ed Donatell, our defensive coordinator.
And maybe they get better, maybe they get worse, but yes, so you can. That one isn't an overreaction.
No.
That seems like a proper reaction. Defense didn't play up to expectations. You can fire that guy. How about players? I heard on the radio that you should cut David Bakhtiari, cut Preston Smith, and cut Kenny Clark. Defensive tackle Kenny Clark is a Pro Bowler. Bakhtiari is an All-Pro. You could save yourself about $20 million by cutting the best players on your team.
once again, if Rodgers stays, this will become an issue.
Yes.
$50 million is a lot of money. That's your people. I mean, that's how
you pay.
Yeah,
yes.
That's how you're going to keep these guys. If you don't have that money, you don't have that money.
Teams that win typically have a cheaper quarterback on a
solid team.
On a solid team, and then they can build around him.
Right.
You're looking at that with Joe Burrow, perhaps, right, in Cincinnati, Josh Allen.
Yep.
Even Patrick Mahomes, for the first few years that they were very good, was a cheaper quarterback, and now he is the highest paid in the league. They'll have to start making these choices. So you can save, you can clear up lots of room to sign lots of players.
Yep.
But they're already over the cap for next year. As if this team showed up next year, they would have to cut. Guys anyway.
Right. Right. Yep.
So you can, David Bakhtiari feels like cuttable. They had a Brian Bulaga a few years ago where at the end of his, he was hurt and he wasn't playing. And he was great when he played, but if he's not on the field, availability is the best ability.
Right.
So I think you can let him go. You can draft a replacement at left tackle. Offensive line has been a problem for Green Bay.
For everybody,
right? I don't know the best offensive lines, but I'd assume the Packers aren't it.
Yep.
So you can cut, but Kenny Clark is one of the best defensive tackles in the league. He made a strip sack fumble. You'll see him make Pro Bowl. He's a Pro Bowler.
Yep.
I think you keep him. Preston Smith, you know, is a linebacker. He's an outside linebacker. They've drafted a few of those. You can take it or leave it. If you can save some money, sure.
Right. No, once again, the team is being handcuffed by Aaron Rodgers.
One guy?
Yeah.
Because I heard the same thing. You can cut Aaron Jones, who fumbled in the game, but when he's up until this year, when they stopped using him as a fantasy football player, Aaron Jones is one of my favorites because he always has a few games a year where he just 200 yards, touchdowns. He was not a Pro Bowler this year. He is a top five paid running back and not performing like it. I guess if Aaron Rodgers is back, you got to bring the band back, right? You got to bring back all these great players, figure out a way to do it. But if your quarterback is not an Aaron Rodgers, you can let Aaron Jones go too because you're starting over.
Yeah.
So you're right. I can't believe
that. Because they've got to make a decision too on Jordan Love. Because he's going to be due. And I think next year is going to be due.
A fifth-year option for a lot of these guys, they're top. You're getting about $15 million a year. But he was a lower end of the first round.
Yep.
You're going to pay him like $7 million a year. And quite honestly, if you're going to just pay your backup $7 million a year, I think that's a great deal.
Yep.
Because your starting quarterback, if it's Aaron Rodgers, has missed enough time that you need.
You're right. Yep.
And then my least favorite overreaction, because you've been hearing it, is you have to draft a wide receiver or a quarterback in the first round of this year. You have to. I heard that they have to draft a quarterback, and they have to trade Jordan Love, and they have to keep Aaron Rodgers. That was a take that I heard that really threw me for a loop earlier this week.
That's the most idiotic.
It seems like
you can't have all.
You trade Jordan Love.
Yep.
And you basically, now you've got a fresh quarterback.
Right, if you trade Jordan Love, Rodgers either retires or gets traded, then, you know.
Yes.
But that has to happen before the draft.
Yes. And then I've also heard, another rookie quarterback in the, you know, I think I'd rather have Jordan Love. He's looked like a guy you could start next year. If you told me a rookie quarterback in the first round or Jordan Love was your starter, I think you'd absolutely take Jordan Love. Based on experience.
With right now, what the QB class is looking like in the first round, none of them are studs. I mean, Bryce Young.
I mean, I like Bryce Young and CJ Stroud out of Ohio State.
He's small.
You know, though. I was about to say, but Tua's also getting hurt a lot. So, yeah, maybe there is something to being the right size of a quarterback.
Yeah.
But then I also heard, of course, you have to draft a wide receiver in the first round if you're Green Bay.
I think the receiver core is all right.
You think so? I think you're going to miss Alan Lazard. It looked like he's up as a free agent at the end of the year.
You might. But
I don't know.
Beyond the problem with the first round with the draft is always a gamble. You never know.
Sure.
You know?
No, you could end up with Charles Rogers like the Lions did, or you could end up with DeAndre Hopkins, or you could end up with Justin Jefferson. Justin Jefferson is a first-rounder. You know, but you could also find those guys in the second, in the third round.
Right.
Yes.
You know, that's, and I think, I don't know if the staff at Green Bay, are they good at drafting? I mean, are they good for scouting? I don't know. I mean,
you know, as a Packer fan, I only remember the misses. I remember things like you traded Vince Beagle. You drafted Kevin King and Vince Beagle instead of T.J. Watt. Yeah. They made a trade. Like, they could have had these guys. I'm sure if they've missed. But, yeah, those are the overreactions for the year. And luckily, the offseason just started. So that you
well,
could have months.
Not even really. I mean,
it hasn't even.
I mean, it has for most teams that are in the, you know, any team that's not in the playoffs, yes. It's all the coaches are getting fired and all the changes right now are already happening. I mean, it's right. It happened 24 hours after Sunday's game, you know? So, yeah, it's a carousel. I love the offseason.
Yeah, it's
fun because you go, okay, where are you going to put this one? Who's going to go here and what? And it's fun to follow.
I do. I'm a big draft guy.
Yeah, I love the draft.
I could talk about the NFL draft pretty much anytime if you'd like to.
Yeah.
You probably aren't going to fit it in today.
No.
Maybe next week, maybe every week. But yeah, I like the off seasons for the sports too because it kind of puts together what is my team going to look like.
Right.
So yeah, let's shelve any more Packer talk for at least one more week. We get to talk about the Vikings. They have a playoff game. We can talk briefly. Can you tell me who the Vikings are playing this week?
They are playing the New York Giants.
Nice.
Which we played 3 weeks ago.
And?
We barely won.
Okay, you barely won. But it's a playoff
61,
team.
That was the 61-yard field goal.
Oh, game winner. That game. That's right.
So we're at home this time.
Well, that's a playoff team that they beat, though, considering they lost to all the other playoff teams they played this year. So next week, you'll be able to carry the what happened in football.
Yeah, yeah. Whether the Nets can be happy or sad.
Either way. All right.
And honestly, at this point, they're in the playoffs. Great. I didn't think they'd make it this far.
It's a win for them, win all the way around. I want to play a song. Can I hear a music song?
Maybe. What do you want?
Well, in lieu of, you know, what had happened in the week of sports with the Packers, I went from I put some thought into it.
Oh my God.
We were gonna go Gambler by Kenny Rogers. And then we moved into Lonesome Loser by the Little River Band.
He should have been one.
I was close. Then we went to Loser by Three Doors Down, Loser by Beck, and Loser by Limp Bizkit, My Favorite Mistake by Sheryl Crow, and we have settled on Should I Stay or Should I Go by The Clash. Can you hit me that?
Yep.
Thank you.
Should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? It's always tease, tease, tease. You're happy when I'm on my knees. One day is fine and next is black. So if you want me off your back, well come on and let me know. Should I stay or should I go? Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go there will be trouble. Decisions bugging me.
Indecision, they molest us.
If you don't want me, set me free.
Set me careless, you got me.
Exactly whom I'm supposed to be.
Yeah.
Don't you know which clothes even fit me? Come on and let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow? Should I I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. And if I stay, it will be double. So you gotta let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble.
That was a good choice.
That was good.
That was a good song. Welcome to the back. We have... Welcome back to the show. Felt better. Badger... Let's talk Badger basketball real quick.
Sure.
Badger basketball, last we had spoken, it has been a tough week for Badger basketball. They were ranked 14th in the country, coming off a win against the Minnesota Fighting Gophers. That's not true. There's regular Gophers. Yeah, golden regular ones, I think.
Golden, yep.
They lost two games this week without their best player. Sorry. Tyler Wall was off, was a ankle injury.
Yeah.
They lost 79-69 to Illinois. Stephen Kroll, Minnesota boy, as he.
Lake City?
Still Lake City. 20-12. He's been playing really, really well. He's very tall, and he's a shooter, and... playing like a typical Wisconsin Badger big, which for anybody who follows them means he rebounds, sets screens, and shoots the ball real well.
Good.
Chucky Hepburn, improving. He's a sophomore. He was a freshman, all-freshman team for the Big Ten, 22-7 in the loss. Came up a couple nights later, lost 69-65 to an always tough Michigan State team. Stephen Crowell, 19 points. Chucky Hepburn, 14 points. Playing without their best player. They're not a deep team to begin with. They roll about eight players deep, and when you're missing one of them, there were guys playing minutes that shouldn't be, and they were, and they lost. They are currently ranked 19th in the country, but they're still good. They lost two games without their best player, which is not... Illinois is really good. Illinois was a big co-Big Ten champions last year. Michigan State is always a tournament team, have been my entire life. So no shame in losing to those two teams, but they did lose. The funniest news of... Actually, let's cover less funny and really great. Damar Hamlin got out of the hospital.
Today.
Today got out of the hospital. Safety for the Bills.
Yep.
Injured a couple weeks ago on Monday Night Football.
What is it? Today, Wednesday?
Today is Wednesday.
So 9 days ago.
He
almost died.
CPR on the field. Yep. And now out of the hospital. It's amazing.
Because he just... he was at Cincinnati...
Yeah.
Hospital until Sunday? Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah, Monday. It was Monday. And then Monday, they transferred him over. He got to fly back to Buffalo, go to Buffalo General. And then they watched him, made sure everything's all right. Because after you take a flight, after something like that, something can happen.
Yep.
So as of, I believe it was mid, late morning, he was released.
That is pretty amazing. You know,
I mean,
the power of being in prime physical condition, the power of faith and medicine kind of come together. That guy is, it's remarkable. That story.
The trainers. I mean, it's the trainers and the medical.
Yeah.
And you go ahead and shove one.
That's where that Quay Walker thing will just bother me, because they know what they're doing. They're supposed to be there. They're amazing at their job. They're the best at their job. Just like you are, and yeah, the trainers
shoved him.
Trainers saved this guy's life on the field, and he's walking as a full today. That is an amazing story. The other one of world of sports was Carlos Correa. We talked former Minnesota Twin was the Giants for a press conference. The Giants canceled his 12-year, $350 million contract due to his physical concerns about his lower leg. Turned around to sign a 12-year, $315 million with the Mets. They also declined it for the same reason.
And he now ends up
with back to Minnesota Twins. Six-year, $200 million contract with a full no-trade clause with the team that they wanted him from the start. They wanted him last year, and they got him. There's, instead of a 10-year, 12-year contract, this has 6 years, $200 million with options for the last 4 years. Our team option. So if he is hurt, You know, they can release him, harm, no foul. So, yeah, I just thought it was very, very interesting.
Well, I think he was a good leader on that team from what I've read and everything. You know, I mean, he's a talented guy.
The numbers weren't overwhelming. You know,
no.
Hit 280, 25 home runs, 60 RBIs. But that's but he's much better than that player. That's still pretty solid sitting in the middle of a lineup at 26 years, 27 years old. So they got their man. It's the first time I can remember that the Minnesota Twins have signed
That's a big move.
A free, because he at 6 years, $200 million. He's still one of the highest paid shortstops.
Yeah,
in these 30, that puts him as the second or third highest paid shortstop in the league. So, yeah, okay. Good job for the Twins, because Scott Boras, Carlos Correa's agent, was this close to pulling off one heck of a deal.
Yeah.
But yes, 6 years, $200 million. How much time we got left, Aaron?
We still got 3 minutes, 3.5.
3 minutes. Let's see. What else? What else? What else? What else would you like to cover in the world of sports?
How much of a hot mess some NFL teams are.
Oh man, it is you. Yeah, it. We could absolutely talk about just how much of a train wreck. If you are the Colts, my gosh, Indianapolis Colts can't figure out the best way to tank. Either their owner is the best or the worst at tanking. Because Jim Irsay, their owner, fired a coach that was doing pretty well.
Who's highly respected and coveted. I mean, he's a great coach. He was actually at Minnesota for a bit.
Hired his buddy, former player with no coaching experience, Jeff Saturday, to go 1-9 to drop them from possible playoff contender to worst team in football.
Yep.
But that is amazing. And they actually were talking they might want to bring Jeff Saturday back next year. Which
I haven't heard that one yet.
Which is cuckoo. on the flip side of that, the Houston Texans can't figure out the way to tank properly because they've traded all their players. They've done a terrible job. They were starting a Davis Mills at quarterback. They fired their coach, the second coach in a row to go 1-done with the Texans.
There's something seriously.
Lovie Smith, who is a real coach, who's coached Super Bowl teams.
I mean, you give Lovie at least 2 to 3 years just to try to make things better, but they didn't want to.
No, they hit the bottom of the – and that doesn't feel like a team that anybody should want to be the head coach of.
Even if you have no other options
stay in
as
college.
A coach, stay wherever you're at because it's going to be better.
Stay as the coordinator for whatever team likes you. Yeah, they're terrible.
And then there's Arizona. Gave their head coach extension, big raise, and a contract over the summer.
Yep. They gave an extension to their GM, their coach, and their quarterback, and they finished with 4 wins, and they're stuck in the same boat where they
are. And did you hear that the next coach, Kyler Murray, will have a say in an opinion on who the next coach is?
Man, that Kyler Murray really knows how to talk, because he talked himself into a lot of money. He's talked a lot of people into convinced that he is a franchise guy. Maybe I'm missing something, because I've seen some Cardinals games. Because I'm an Arizona Cardinals fan. That's my second team. I grew up watching Jake Plummer and David Boston as a kid. I thought that was the best.
Yeah.
And that franchise is a hot mess. Who else hot mess? We could say Denver Broncos, hot mess.
Yeah.
Remarkable mess that they have created for themselves, trading the farm for a B-minus quarterback, and then not being good, and having to trade your high draft picks to a team that finished much better than you. Yeah.
That are actually in the playoffs.
Another team that who would want to coach them?
Mm-hmm.
Except they have a franchise quarterback, but I don't think their GM or owner knows what they're doing.
No,
because somebody decided Russell Wilson was a franchise guy. I think we're about done.
Yeah, that puts us right
there. I am cashed out of everything.
Yeah, me
as well. This has been a really, really, this was our best show.
It's always our best show. We're always progressing.
Yeah, you know.
It's always getting better.
Baby steps, but this was really good, man.
Yeah, a lot of talk.
You want to do this next week?
I guess.
All right. Thank you very much, everybody. Catch us everywhere.
Yeah. Spotify, back here at WDRT.org. Otherwise live at 9:30 a.m. on Fridays.
Bye.